Why don't we just stand for a moment, all of us, and I thought we'd read the scripture together. So get out your Bibles and to Ephesians. I've just got a bit of feedback coming from the stage, Dave, thanks. Ephesians 1 verse, 15 to 23 we're going to read today. And so, who knows, the Word of God is the transforming power in our life, yeah. One of the greatest. So I thought we'd read it from the New Living Translation, and I think we've got it up on the screen. We have. Thanks, guys. So let's read it together. Can we all say this together? We've got good voices. If you can't read, that's fine. You can listen to someone next to you. We understand completely. But it's good that we're here doing this together. Here we go. Verse 15. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for Christians everywhere, I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly. Keep going. That raised Christ, keep going. Sack the AV. Wow, what a rich scripture. Thank you. You may be seated. If you've just been a part of our service for a short time, just getting to know us, we have Fremantle this morning, we have Wellard this evening, well, it's sort of afternoon, evening, 5 o'clock, and so it's good to have two services on a Sunday. It'd be good to have three or four, or maybe even six. That's a lot of preaching. Anyhow, what a great scripture. So the title of my message today is Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Say it with me. Jesus is Lord. Now, I want to put up a picture who is not Lord, but just to illustrate something that we'll all be able to understand and recognise. See, I didn't even have to tell you who it was. Yoda was a legendary Jedi master, stronger than most in the connection with the Force. Small in size, but wise and powerful. Some of you are looking at me like, where are you going with this? In Ephesians 1:19, it says, I pray, you can leave that up for a little while, I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of his power for us who believe in him. The incredible greatness of his power for us who believe in him. I said the incredible greatness of his power for us who believe in him. Is there some people here that are grateful for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life today? You see, the Apostle Paul did not have Star Wars in his lifetime. He did not have movies that he could use as illustrations. But he did have one thing on his side that gave him the power and the wisdom to write such incredibly rich words for all of us to grasp throughout the centuries. Would you like to know that one thing is that Paul had that helped him to write so masterfully? Who is glad for the words of God that Paul has written in the Bible? There is one thing that has made the connection. And as good as Yoda is, he's the second best. But he is connected to the right force, not the dark force. So I thought it was a great illustration in that sense. You know, you can go, oh, we can have power to win. So I'd rather have power to win and little somersaults and everything else in the spirit, in Jesus' name, than any other name. And I know it's a corny illustration, but I got you to laugh, so that's good. You know, but the thing that I was talking about, and the thing that Yoda, he used to go, The thing that is going to give us the power for our life, that is the thing that Paul wrote about and just ended up going over and over again in this first chapter of Ephesians particularly, and even into the second part of chapter 2, the first part of chapter 2 as well. There's one thing that we must have in our life if we want to be powered up. Would you like to know what that one thing is? Prayer. Say it with me. Prayer. Turn to your neighbor and say, pray to Jesus. Not Yoda. Just in case you're wondering. Pray to
Jesus.
Because he's the right force. Now look at this. Verse 16. I pray for you constantly. This is what Paul is saying. In verse 18, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light. And in verse 19, I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of his power. The incredible greatness of his
power.
This year, we are on a spiritual journey in him. You cannot become wiser. You cannot become more powerful in him unless you develop your relationship with Jesus. There are many facets to your relationship in him, but one of the most important ones is prayer. My wife is a beautiful woman of God. She's actually ill this morning. Please pray for her. She's got a bad throat and other things. She's just not well. Well, as I was saying, she's a beautiful woman of God who I am glad to have been married to now for over 28 years. I am convinced that we will live out our days together. Come on. If you're married here today, just say it to your wife. I'm convinced that I'm going to be married to you forever. You see, let's put faith into action this morning. It's not just words. If we have the power of Christ in our life, then no matter what you think of your husband right now, maybe he didn't put out the bin, maybe he shot your dog, I don't know. But the point is, with Christ, we can get through anything. Come on. He's the power for a great life. Where was I? I got distracted. See, Andrea can be talking to me. If she was here, she'd be interacting right now, I can tell you. But anyway, Andrea can be talking to me, but sometimes it's like, well, I'm not actually there. None of us men are ever like that, are we? And it could actually be like, she's just talking to the wall, not a person. And then she'll say, are you listening, Nigel? What? Other times, usually after about 8 p.m. at night, I am an early person. I do not function well after about 8 o'clock at night. The only reason I can get through a leader's meeting is because of the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. And I don't know, but Herbsy, her brain's the opposite. or her body. So at night she comes alive. And she's trying to have a deep and meaningful conversation. What were you saying? See, Jesus has things he wants us to know about all the time. He wants to talk with us. He wants to adjust us a little in respect to how we are living our lives. But the problem can be that we're simply not tuning in. Or we can be asleep to him. Because we have decommissioned one of the most important aspects of communication with him, prayer. My message title last week, we would be agents of transformation. It's our entire mission to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. And AV team, it's nearly time after PowerPoint 3 for the video clip, just so you know. And so to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth through him living in us keeps him alive in us. He will, through prayer, show you his power. I'm not sure you're understanding what I'm saying. He will, through prayer, show you his power. Now, we have been praying for some things even of the last few weeks, and there have been answers to prayer because he shows his power when we are earnest in seeking him. I know of people that are have looking like having new jobs. In fact, someone just told me that this morning about a job that I wasn't aware of that looks like it's going to come into fruition in the next few weeks. So we're having good news because we are communicating with the one who has all the power and authority, regardless of what the world's state is right now. So will you lift your faith with me this morning? So he will, through prayer, show you his power. Turn to your neighbour and then we're going to get ready to run this clip. Thanks, guys. And say that. Through prayer, he will show his power in your life. Let's turn the lights down for this and let's just watch this.
Next door neighbours, they're not Christians yet. They call my wife and I the neighbours from heaven. That's quite encouraging, actually, isn't it? You don't want to be called the neighbours from the other side, do you? Anyway, the lady, she had a stroke. And as a consequence of the stroke, she fell into a coma and had to be admitted into a hospital. And the family came round. She was in intensive care. The family came round and said, we've just met the doctors. And the doctors have told us that there's no brain activity. And we're going to switch off the life support machine in 5 days. And my wife said, I was away that day, my wife said, oh, listen, is there any way that we can go and visit her before you turn the life support machine off? They said, oh, would you? Because she was so fond of you. And it worked out, because I was away, I got back. We went on the 5th day. So the day after, they're going to turn off the life support machine. We go to the hospital, we walk into this intensive care room, and she's there on her own. We walk in, I call out to her, and I say, hey, the neighbours from heaven are here. My wife's like, be quiet. We're in intensive care. Oh, yeah, sorry. But then I start speaking to her, and I say to her, listen, we've come to pray for you. So Killy gets hold of her hand, I hold Killy's hand, I hold her other hand, and I say, Killy, let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. And we prayed, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. As we said, your kingdom come, she woke up. She's home. She's still not a Christian.
Okay, thanks, guys. Lights on again. I like to see the people. Those of you, who's the first time you've ever seen Jay John? Give us a wave. Okay, quite a few of you. So Jay John is a renowned evangelist who belongs to the Anglican Church. And he has the ability to be cross-denominational. And he's often at Presence Conference, which is the C3 conference. He's good friends with Phil and Chris Pringle. And that clip was actually taken at Hillsong. He's good friends with them as well. Great to have people that are cross-denominational. Who knows that we all love Jesus? As long as Jesus is the center of our life, whatever way or form of worship that is, then fantastic. Okay, where was I? See, we cannot afford to nod off on him because the stakes are too high. I just watched a clip where life was hanging in the balance, but now they have seen the miracle-working power of their life of these neighbors of Jay John's. And he's a funny guy and says, no, he hasn't become a Christian yet. The important thing is that God's power is real. Right. And so I have a memory verse for us all to learn today. And it's really difficult. So I want you to... You've already beat me to it. Okay, do you think we could learn this verse together? Yes. Let's say it. Never stop praying. One more time. Never stop praying. One more. Never stop praying. Okay. Do you think if I walk in next Sunday and do a little quiz, you'd be able to remember the memory verse? Never stop praying. The Hebrew definition of the word Lord, thanks guys, is one possessed of absolute control. Who knows if Jesus is going to be Lord of our life? So the Hebrew definition is one possessed of absolute control. And the Greek definition, just so we cover the whole Bible, because that's the Old Testament, now the New Testament, the Greek definition of Lord is supreme master. We keep on praying because he is the one possessed of absolute control. He has the power to change any situation, no matter how dire. We keep on praying because Jesus is our supreme master and the supreme master of the entire cosmos. There is no one else like him. And so when Paul says, I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of his power for us who believe in him, Paul is believing that you and I will be his resurrection power in our lives. We are not just dead in Christ. We can't be dead in Christ. We are alive and we have his resurrection power. Next time you need to pray for someone, maybe tribe J. John's, thy kingdom come. It doesn't have to be an elaborate prayer, but just pray the words of God. And once you've engaged in prayer early in your day, turn to your neighbor and say, pray early. You'll find it easier to keep on praying. If you miss the early time of the day, you will find it's more difficult to then communicate with God. And so if you want to keep on praying, who's like to keep on praying? A few hands. Well, if we're going to keep on praying, start early so that the Spirit's activated so that you can keep on praying. Tuesday evenings, we have our prayer meeting. Why don't you come to prayer for half an hour? You know, there's been some amazing miracles. And things happen when we come and pray together. Go to work after you've prayed. Go to school or university after you've prayed. Okay, we've got to move on. My second point. One force is all powerful. One force is all powerful. And there's a story in the Old Testament in 1 Kings 18 about a contest at Mount Carmel with Elijah. It's really important that you know which side of the fence you are sitting on. You cannot afford to sit on the fence when it comes to the spiritual direction of your life. And my prayer today is that if Jesus is not Lord of your life presently, you may even believe in him, but you are not living in him, that by the end of this message, you will make him Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of my life. I can easily say that. I'm grateful for his presence, his power, his resurrection life in me. And Paul says in Ephesians 1:21, he is far above any other authority or power or leader or anything else in this world or the world to come. And so Elijah is God's last remaining prophet in Israel. And at that time, he was having a pretty rough time of it. The reason he was having a pretty rough time of it, because a lot of the other prophets of God, the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God, had been snuffed out, taken away, or killed by the princess of the nation at that time, Jezebel. And so Ahab, the king of northern Israel, listened to Jezebel because she was his wife. Israel had made an alliance with the Phoenicians. And through that alliance, for political reasons, they liked the look of some of the men and women from each side. Nothing wrong with that. But if your belief system in this situation, when you're to be married and you have different values and you're actually worshipping two completely different gods, because any other god that is not the God of the Almighty, the Yahweh, Lord Jesus Christ, then you are actually worshipping something that is dead, but there is power in it. And we're going to see that in a moment, because these prophets could conjure up things and they could make magic happen, but they were only on the surface. They were not things that would be everlasting life. And so be careful who you align yourself with. And if you're getting close to a marriage situation, then believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else can get worked out. And I've been saying to my kids recently, and so has my wife, you know, there's no such thing as the perfect one. There's no such thing. You don't have to have the perfect person in your life. But the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life can make everything okay. Because you work together, because the love of God in your life, you can work stuff out together. This was not the case. Ahab said, "She's gorgeous. I'm having Jezebel." She was one of the most beautiful women in all the land. She was the one who put incredible makeup on. It's actually thought that that's where the prostitutes came from. Just a bit of, not, you know. So just because something looks good doesn't mean it is. I had a car that I thought was fantastic, but it hardly ever got going. It looked good. Anyway, I'm really getting off my point here. Let me talk about this. This is important. But are you getting something this morning? You see, Jezebel practiced the dark arts. Ahab was the northern king of Israel who was meant to be worshipping the one true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it got so bad that they actually had in the temple courts two altars, one to the Lord and one to the Ashtarite god, the god of Baal. Freaky. And we may not have these altars up in our lives, but we certainly have things that we make idols in our life. So let's be careful that Jesus is Lord. And so Elijah stands up before Israel, the only prophet of God left. How do you think he was feeling? Obadiah had managed to save 100 and was feeding them in caves. He was a good man. And he stands up before the whole of Israel and he proclaims this message from the Lord. How long are you going to waver between two opinions? How long are you going to waver among two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, then follow him. And the Bible says that the people were completely silent. And so there was a contest, which Ahab agreed to. And since Elijah was the only prophet of God left in Israel, he was the one who said, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what I suggest will work for us all. There were 450 prophets of Baal and there were another 400 from Asherah and they didn't actually come to this event. But there's 450 to one. Who thinks the odds might be stacked against Elijah? He says, right, we're going to erect an altar. And we're going to, you erect it how you'd like to. And we're going to put wood on the altar. And we're going to have a bull each. We're going to cut that bull up, which was a sacrificial thing to do in those days. And then you're going to ask your gods to burn down fire from heaven for the altar. Do you agree to that? Yes, they said. And because there was 450 of them, he said, well, you can go first. You've got all day because it was still morning time. You start. And so they start calling on the name of their gods. They start beckoning. Lunchtime comes and goes. And as was the habit of those on the dark side, they then started cutting themselves, thinking that maybe that would wake their gods up. They started doing things to their bodies, banging themselves up against the altar. They started doing all sorts of things, thinking that their gods would burn the fire down from heaven and that then that would prove that their God was the Almighty. Evening came. Still nothing had happened. Elijah was a bit naughty. He mocked them. I think I would have too. Has your God's gone to sleep? Maybe you should go and wake them up. And they said, well, you better have your turn. I'm going to leave part of the story out for now because I want to finish on. But Elijah prayed. Lord God in heaven, I thank you that you are my God and that you will prove that you are the God of the universe. Immediately, fire burned up everything around the altar, everything within Kui. They got singed, the Baal prophets, because they were standing too close. You cannot outdo the authority and power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Lord. And so he is the ultimate force. He's the king of the universe. He's over all the cosmos. And there are powers in our lives that work against us. And Ephesians 6 actually talks about some of those. Demonic forces are a real deal. The dark side is real. And just on this, if you're not following Jesus, then you're on the wrong side. The power of this world is overcome by Jesus. And so, as we finish today, I really want to ask that all of us are in a right place with God today. Because we may have read these words over and over again, that he has all authority and power, that he is over all, that he is king of all. But actually, when it comes to practice, is he Lord of all? You see, what the part that I missed out was that before he prayed and the fire came down from heaven, Elijah built up the altar. He took the 12 stones representing Israel. He acknowledged what God had done already. And he placed them around. He made the sand all neat and tidy again. He put the wood on nice and neatly because the prophets of Baal had disturbed it so much. And then he cut up nicely the bull and had it placed so that everything was just right for his Lord. And all the time he was praying, Lord, I thank you that you are Lord. There are things in our lives that constantly need to be placed on the altar. And it may be today that you have been sitting on the fence like the Israelites, keeping your options open. Time to reposition your life and make him Lord. I want to leave the altar open in a moment so that people can come and just get right with God if you need to and lay it on his altar today. Maybe today you need to rebuild the altar of prayer in your life. There is power in relationship with him. If you don't know his power, it's likely that you don't have relationship with him. Maybe it's a connect group altar. We have church so that we can have community together. All the believers come together and it's an important part of who we are. Maybe you've let your Bible go. Your reading of the Bible. On your seats you'll find the In Him, the for me. Start the Bible program. I've got the app. In fact, some of you are my friends. Laura Beetham became my friend this week. I'm waiting for a question, wherever you are. The freedom of sex is a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. In marriage. In marriage. The freedom of sex is through the covenant relationship of and marriage. Forgiveness altar. Maybe there's bitterness. Well, the enemy's pleased that you're bitter. You'll just stay on the dark side. But there's hope in Jesus' name. Forgive, and your sins will be forgiven. You might need to see someone and just talk it out. Don't hold off any longer. If Jesus is Lord of your life, why don't we live like it? The tithe altar, which Helen so magnificently spoke about this morning. But let me just start with the tithe. You got to lay it on his altar. Bring the tithe into the storehouse. God can't bring a blessing into your life unless it's in his house. And so maybe there's things. Why don't we stand together today? And is he Lord of our lives like Elijah? Where Elijah put everything on the altar. Lord, I'm going to just completely put my trust in you today. Like the Apostle Paul in this passage of Scripture, really enjoying Ephesians. We are allowing his authority, his power, and his rule in our life. It doesn't mean we're robots, but we live in the freedom of what God has chosen for our life. Comes through his word. You know, Yoda was fictional, just in case you're wondering. Star Wars is not real, but Jesus is. Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. Who's willing to say that with me today? Jesus is Lord of all. One more time. Jesus is Lord of all. And I want to finish with this scripture. And if you'd like to come forward and just lay it on the altar, if you'd like some prayer, come and see myself. Pastor Jonathan's here, our campus pastor. Charlie and Helen are here. We'll just wait. We're just going to wait for a few minutes. We're going to sing this song together. But let me just finish on Ephesians 1:19. I pray that you will begin to understand. Were your eyes open today? The incredible greatness of his power for us who believe in him. Trust him today. Give him your all. And so we're going to just worship God. We're going to sing this song. If you would like to go, you can go. We're going to finish our meeting. But I'd love for us just to worship God and lay our lives afresh on his altar today and make him first place in your life. Thanks, guys.